Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ramona Sorensen over in Anita Way. Good morning to you, Ramona.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm great, and we hope people are kind of ready to travel around a little bit, right? Just a little bit.
Absolutely, just a little bit. We've got a citywide garage sale on Friday and Saturday, and I think they'll be interested in some of the things that are going to be available.
Well, oh, yeah. There's bound to be just such a variety of things that, you know, sometimes it's just fun to look. Unless you're shopping for a particular thing, hey, it's just fun to see what everybody's put out there for sale.
Yes, because what is my trash is somebody else's treasure.
Absolutely. So, times on Friday and Saturday?
Friday, June 1st, is from about 3 o'clock to 8. And Saturday then at 7 o'clock in the morning until, you know, sell out or they just give out of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have quite a few. We've got at least 13 that'll be on the map, and the maps will be available at Casey's. And two or three are going to be just outside of Anita, so if they don't get the map, then they'll miss those two or three that are right outside.
And then I'm guessing, Ramona, there are always some folks who decide to do this who are not on the map.
Yes.
So if you drive around town,
you'll see
some more, likely.
And we do recommend that if they are doing that, that they sort of do something that will catch attention, because sometimes they don't have a whole lot, but yet there is pretty nice stuff to see, and so you have to keep your eyes peeled for all those goodies.
Yes, that's right. So, Ramona, now, is this a city-sponsored, or, I mean, how do you get in on this?
Well, it's citywide, and I don't know, years ago, Shelley Schaup and I, we did the advertising, and she does the maps because she's the one that knows all about the computer. And I don't know. It just, once you do it, you're stuck forever.
Well, you know, you both are great volunteers, and you're using your abilities to kind of help out folks in Anita and the just outside of Anita, as you say. Now, since folks are hearing this on Friday, today's the day, and you know, you could. I'm going to say you could probably go over and have your evening meal in Anita also.
Yes, the Redwood is open. And this year we have two churches that are participating, the Congregational and the Methodist Church. So that's always interesting because you have a variety of items that have been accumulated and they're all one place.
Now, sometimes in the past they've had food items, I mean like bake sale type things. Do you know if they are planning to do that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. You haven't checked all these out, have you?
No.
A little difficult to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of any of the kinds of things that might be for sale? Have you heard any inklings?
Oh, I have heard that there are a few antiques at the churches.
Okay.
And, you know, some exercise equipment that, and of course we all need to do that.
And, you know, and I'm thinking plants. I'm wondering if there'll be any plants for sale.
I haven't heard about the plants, whether or not.
But there could be.
There could be.
And that's part of the fun in any kind of citywide garage sales, kind of going out there to see what's there.
It's just like a treasure hunt. You never know what's going to be around the next corner.
That's right. So as you look back, Ramona, and think about it, are there some treasures you've found at garage sales, flea markets, et cetera?
Oh, yes. And, of course, I love to put things in my yard. And my husband says all that junk, but I think they're large yard treasures.
Yes.
And so a lot of things I've found, you know, just that really are of no great value, but I like to stick them in the yard.
And enjoy them. I mean, some of those things, they just make us smile, I think.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So whether you're looking for a bargain that's something that's very useful, sometimes there are even appliances, pieces of furniture, that are very useful, and some are just very decorative.
And jewelry. I was talking to a lady just yesterday, in fact, and she had a beautiful bracelet on, and I mentioned it to her, and she said, well, I found it at a yard sale. So you just never know.
And I'm guessing some of the yard sale fans that go around to these probably watch that TV show about antiques, and it's just amazing, their stories of what they have found at yard sales for, I don't know, the last one I saw was like for a quarter, and the book was worth, I don't know, a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
So sometimes they're just lucky, but sometimes they know what they're hunting for, too.
Well, and you know, we all have things that old grandma or great grandma gave us, and sometimes you just get to the point that you have to sort of clear it out.
Yes.
And so there is another opportunity, and I know there'll be several Christmas things. It's a little early, but then that's when you early bird gets the worm.
Right.
And I know for a fact that one of them is going to have a lot of nice Christmas things on her sale.
Okay, yeah, good time to be thinking about that, especially there are some people who just love to decorate for Christmas. Maybe they're looking for something. Hey, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing usually at garage sales there are some clothing items.
Yes, now not at the churches, I don't believe.
Okay.
But usually there's one or two that it's mostly clothing.
So.
And so it's just a variety of things, and you have to come and peruse and see what mm-hmm. you can find that's mm-hmm. really going to fit your wants.
Yes.
Not needs, but wants.
Yeah, both of those, actually. Sometimes, you know, I have a couple of sets of silverware and dishes that have, like, one piece missing. And so
yes.
it's kind of fun to watch and see if there perhaps somebody is getting rid of a set, or perhaps they just have a couple they're getting rid of. So it's an opportunity maybe to fill in on some of those kinds of things. But you have to look. You have to be there. You have to look.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, again, the maps are available where?
At Casey's, and it will be there by 1 o'clock Friday.
Okay.
And it has the churches, and then it has the three that are outside of town, and a lot of them, as you said, in town that probably aren't even on the map.
Okay. And while you're in Oneida, if you haven't done it for a while, you might want to just take a drive out to the lake, out to the park.
Oh, and, it's beautiful now.
Yeah, and there are lots of walking paths. Maybe you want to take a little break and take a walk out where it's really pretty and see what animals you see. But there's just a lot of opportunities, I think, in Oneida to do several things. So you can go enjoy the citywide garage sale that is Friday and Saturday. And just enjoy Oneida also. So, again, time today on Friday, it starts at?
Starts at 3.
3.
Until 7 or 8, you know, and that'll vary.
Okay.
And then Saturday is 7 in the morning until sell out or you just wear down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Ramona Sorensen, for reminding us of this great opportunity in Oneida.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here's the thought. Criticism never built a house, wrote a play, composed a song, painted a picture, or improved a marriage.